Let's go to God's Word this morning. Here we go. Interesting message today. Y'all ready or not? Now, if you've not heard me before, this is the thrill of your life. It's about to happen. No, not really. Not really. But anyway, but I'm me. I talk the way I talk. So there's no point later trying to fix me. All right? So, but I've learned to be me. I like me. I didn't always feel that way, though. I didn't know I mattered. Didn't know I had value. Grew up, I'm the son of a drunk woman, and we were poor as dirt, and didn't know the Lord, and I came to Christ. But a lot of those things that you grow up with sort of still hound your tail through life. You know what I mean? But the Lord's been good to me. I don't have to do this anymore, but this is what I love doing. I love being here. I love preaching to you. But it's not just the preaching part. It's the loving you part. That's the part I really love. And if I can share God's word with you and we can learn a little bit and we can work on reaching others, that's a win-win-win all the way around. Amen? So let's go to God's word. Come on, here we go. Let's get with it. So today's message in a series called Why? 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 Why am I here? Gave a message on that. Okay? Why the Bible? Why do we have a church and not everybody bring their favorite book? You give me your favorite book, I'll read it this week, and next week I'll give a message on it like a book report. No, that ain't how we do church. The book we use here is the Bible, the Word of God. And I told you why, okay? Gave two great messages on that. Why pray? Why pray? I mean, where did it come from? Why did we do it? Why do we pray? I mean, honestly, to a guy like me that didn't grow up in church, you just expect us to know this stuff? We don't know this stuff. We don't pray. We cuss. Got it? We don't know this stuff. And so, why do we pray? And we talked about that. It was a good messages on that. And here's one today. Here's an intriguing thought. And that is, why the blood? Why the blood? Maybe you've never thought about it. The Bible is a bloody book. Did you know that or not? Oh, yeah. A lot of blood in the Bible. A lot of sacrifices in the Old Testament. A lot of blood being shed. Lambs, rams, bulls, goats, doves. Okay, it's an intriguing question, isn't it? Why the blood? We're fixing to celebrate, and people probably look at us as we are the craziest people on the planet. You celebrate some man, they think, being murdered, butchered, and hung on a cross. And we celebrate his shed blood. That, to just a normal Joe, is something that is like nuts. Are y'all hearing me? Are y'all with me so far or not? Have I lost you? So why? Why the blood? Is it a good question? I think it could make a TV show. Here we go. Why the blood? I'm also going to do a little bit on this next Sunday morning. Different. It won't be the same thing, but doing a little bit different angle next week. So why the blood? Say this verse with me. For God, help me, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Look at that verse right there. God gave his what? Only begotten Son to be brutally murdered, to be butchered. That's what that verse says. Whosoever believes, you know, listen, God so loved that he gave his only begotten. He's like, here's my son, here he is, just have this. No. He gave his only son to be butchered, to be murdered. Probably beaten so badly you could see the organs from his backside. He was beat with something that would pull the flesh right off of the bones. That's just crazy. Blood everywhere. Blood everywhere. Why? Why, God? Why all the blood? It's just a question I have. I'd like to find out the answer. We're going to talk about it. So why did Jesus Christ have to shed his own blood? Why his blood? Why not your blood? You hear me? Why not your blood? Can I just shed my blood? Can we make somebody else shed his blood? Why did he have to do it? Interesting. Why did God the Father give his son to be brutally murdered? And you cannot describe the crucifixion as any other thing than a brutal murder. It was a horrible, excruciating way to die. Crazy. Y'all with me so far? Okay, keep looking. Keep looking. And then here's a question. What is it with God? What is it with God and the need to sacrifice animals' blood in the Old Testament? And it starts out very early on in the Old Testament. So what's up with this? What's up with the blood and the Bible and God and blood? And this has been said to me. I've had a few things said to me over the years being a pastor, being a preacher. They talk to me different sometimes, you know. And I don't know why they do that, but they do. But I've had people actually say to me, "You don't believe in that blood religion stuff, do you?" Anybody ever had somebody say that to you before? "You don't believe in that blood religion stuff, do you?" You know? Yeah. And they also say something like, you don't believe in that. You don't preach that hellfire and brimstone, do you?" It's like I can preach hell like a resort somewhere in the Caribbean. Now, I'm serious. People don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. The Bible is a bloody book. There's a lot of blood in the Bible. And Jesus shed his blood. We'll actually today have a celebration after this service, and we'll give you some wine and a little, some juice, grape juice in a little cup. And it represents what? Take a wild guess. It represents what? Blood. The blood of Christ. And the outside world would look at us and go, "You people are nuts." And that's, I can't much blame them. You hear me or not? So there must be a why behind it all. God's God. God can do anything. So it is strange. To me, it's strange. I think it would be to you. Say that with me. It does seem what? One more time. It does seem what? It begs the question, why? Why the blood, images of Jesus Christ on the cross, can turn your stomach? Did you know for the longest time the church has sort of covered up the cross? We've given you a Jesus with three little nail prints, maybe four, one in the side. And Mel Gibson came out a few years ago with that movie, The Passion of the Christ. How many saw The Passion of the Christ? Okay. And, you know, nobody had really ever seen anything like that. And Mel Gibson, he took it what he thought was as far as he could take it, to the edge. But there was a big warning on it and everything, because it was brutal. It was brutal. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. And it's a brutal thing. But even he couldn't go as far as he wanted to go and show what really happened. So, why? Why? Why the blood? Was this necessary? God, come on. You can spin stars into space. You just stick them there. Wasn't there another way? Why? Why the blood? I just think it's something everybody ought to get down. You ought to know why it is you believe what you believe. You hear me or not? Say. And I think if you're like me, most people say, I really don't know, and I'd like to learn about it. So let's talk about it. Here we go. Would you say this with me? We've got two parts of this topic. Next week we'll catch part two. But say that with me out loud. I need everybody participating. Here we go. Physical life is in the... You're not that good right now. I want you to do it again, please, if you don't mind. Physical life is in the... One more time. Physical life is in the blood. One more time. Physical life is in the blood. And you might say, "Gary, I knew this already. Why are you making me say this?" Because I'm just making you. Come on, you'll be fine. Let's get with the program. So here's the deal. You don't have any blood, you don't have any life. You don't have any blood, you don't have any life. I want you to get that in your thinking. If I don't have any blood in me, I don't have any life. Okay? You can't make blood. You can't go find you some substitute for blood. If you don't have blood, you're deader than a hammer. Got it or not? You're not as big and smart as you think you are. You don't have blood, you're dead. And you can't make it up, and no other man can make it up. We have all kinds of technology. Got little robots coming on the scene now. Okay? They ain't got no blood in them. You're dealing with blood. You're special. And nobody can make that blood that you have in your veins. Only God can make that blood. So we're learning already. Say that in the red with me. Say it out loud. I must have blood to live. Again, I'm trying to get somewhere. I must have blood to live. Gotta have it. If you ever see yourself draining your blood out somewhere, you better get to a hospital quick. Y'all hear me? Gotta have blood to live. Nobody likes... Preachers would tell me, and church people would say, you can't talk about this in church. Nobody will come. Well, you were here already. I got you. We've already had two or three leave, but anyway, here we go. Let's see how we do. Here's a verse for you, Genesis 9:4. Say it out loud with me. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall you not eat. One more time. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the what? The blood thereof shall you not eat. So physical life is in the blood. Genesis 9:6, God says, whoso sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. See, it's not some politician that came up with this idea of capital punishment. It's right in the Bible, in the very first book in the Bible. See, there's something about blood that matters. We're talking about why the blood. There's something about blood that matters. You know what matters about blood? Blood's alive. Say that out loud. Blood's what? One more time. Blood's what? It's alive. Blood will give you life. If you don't have no blood, you ain't got no life. If you're about out of blood and ain't got no blood, if they can get you some blood, they can put what back in you? Life back in you. Okay? And you know what? God is big on blood. He's big on life. And we're going to see that in just a little bit. Say this yellow with me. It's just important. I think it's good for you to learn today. Blood, say it with me. Blood has everything to do with life, and life has everything to do with blood. One more time. Blood has everything to do with life, and life has everything to do with blood. Okay? We're learning. We're getting it. But here's something that's true, I believe. So often we equate what? Death with blood. That's me. I do that. So often we equate death with blood instead of what? Man, if I see blood, oh my God, he's dying! Ah, there's blood! Blood, death! I can cut myself. I'm dying. It'd be a little cut. I don't think when I see, you know, I never have cut myself before and went, wow, there's life. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, yes. Look at the life. No, we go, I'm dying. And Kim says, you'll be fine. Get some Neosporin and a Band-Aid. But it's funny how we look at blood. We don't appreciate blood. We don't appreciate blood. We don't appreciate the fact that, no, blood is not a picture of death. Blood is a picture of what? Say it again. Blood is not a picture of death. Blood's a picture of what? Life. Life. So blood is life. You can live without your limbs. Arms, legs, toes. You can live without your eyes. You can live without your ears. You can live without a whole lot, but you cannot live without one thing. Say it out loud. Without what? Do you think God's trying to teach us something? Blood's pretty important. If it's that important, there must be something behind it. There must be a reason for those lambs and bulls and goats and all of that blood that was being shed. The Bible says it could never save you. Did it say that in the Bible that the blood of rams and bulls and goats could never save you? Does it say that? It does say that. It could never save you. It was a picture. It was a picture of one who would later come. And his name is who? Jesus Christ. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's just keep looking. We're just having science with me this morning. Isn't that great? That science teacher. Who would have thunk it? Here we go. You can't pump anything else into your veins and live. You can't pump any. You would be a fool if you take anything and start pumping it into your veins. It's very foolish. Very, very foolish. Hang in here with me. It's very foolish to shoot anything in your veins. People that will take a needle, drugs, and shoot it into their veins. And we've got many in this room that's done it. Hey, guys, God bless you today. Amen. You shoot anything else into your veins, you're very foolish. Do you know that or not? The thing that's in your veins, that blood that's flowing in your veins, is keeping you alive. You don't want to screw that up. I watched a show last night. I don't recommend it. I was trying to chill out last night. So I watched American Greed. Yeah. And this was this good-looking girl. She had won beauty contests, pageants. But somehow, I guess it's cool to have a big butt. Yeah, she wanted a big butt. Yeah. I don't know who came up with this idea. I mean, listen, so she heard about somebody, they can do this, you know, in different places, but she heard somebody that was somewhere, she's from Atlanta, she's driving to Mississippi, and going to go get shots in her butt. Silicone. You know what, how many know what silicone is? Yeah, usually put it on your bathtub. You put it around your window so they don't leak. I guess I'm from the country. We didn't know you could do other stuff with it. So it's a sad story. So she goes and somebody shoots silicone. And this is nothing new. People do it. And they shoot silicone in her butt. And you might say, I didn't come to church to hear this, but you're here now. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? You know what? It messed with her blood. It messed with her blood. Started causing blood clots around her heart. And 8 days later, this beautiful, beautiful as she was gorgeous. As God made her, she was wonderful. 8 days later, she's dead. You hear me? You just don't want to mess with your blood. Got it or no? I didn't know this. Let me say something else to you since I'm on this subject. I wouldn't do it because you're beautiful. Don't worry about it. Okay? Number two, you don't know what it's going to be like 10, 15 years from now. It might look good now. They showed the pictures of what it looks like later. And some of that stuff is sticking over here. You ain't going to want that. And another one's down here. You ain't going to want that. And then it can get gangrene. Are y'all ready to eat now? No. I'm just saying. That was a commercial. Let's go back to the message. Here we go. I'm just saying, life's in the blood. You never know what you put into your body that can screw up your blood. You with me or not? Life, blood's really important. Blood works. All this other stuff don't work. Nothing else works but blood. You don't want to screw your blood up. Late in our church, had been losing blood. And over a few months, she had 19, in this church, had 19 blood transfusions. 19 blood transfusions. You know why she had 19 blood transfusions? To keep her alive. To keep her alive. That's great that technology can be that. But they couldn't put anything else in her to keep her alive. And I know I'm beating this horse hard, but I want you to see the importance of blood. Are we seeing the importance, yes or no? Should we get silicone shot in our butt, yes or no? No. See, you've learned a lot already. Here we go. I'm sorry. You're going to hate me if you've been doing that. I'm sorry. Here we go. Recently, I had several blood tests. I've had multiple blood tests. Okay? And again, I'm from the country. Yeah, and it's amazing what you can learn from examining your blood. I didn't know this. Some of you are doctors in this room, your nurses, your technicians. You did this for a living. I didn't do this. And a lot of people are like me. They don't know all this stuff. But I didn't know you could take the blood. I know it now, okay? But I didn't know that you can check my cholesterol by looking at my blood. Y'all smarter than us, okay? Triglycerides, I didn't even know I had none of them. They can check your heart. I thought you're just going to put a stethoscope on it. You know, or go in and do a, you know, whatever. Whatever you call it. I don't give a hoot. So, but you can check my heart by my blood. You can see if I've had a heart attack by looking at my blood. Is that true? Yeah, enzymes in the blood. The blood's alive, man. That's where you get your life. You mean you can check my stomach from looking at my blood? Yeah. Blood's pretty important. Say that out loud. Blood's what? Thyroid. They told me I had a thyroid that didn't work by checking my blood. How would I know this stuff? I don't know this stuff. You can find all kinds of things in the blood. Cancer, etc. The list goes on and on and on. And I got to quit now. I'm getting too much in the weeds here. Life is in the blood, and blood's what? You're doing fine. I think I lost you with the butt shots. Imagine what the Jewish people must have thought 5,000 to 6,000 years ago as they were doing these sacrifices. And they didn't have some of the technology, obviously, that we have today and know the value of blood like we know today. Now, they were a lot smarter than us in a lot of ways. But I can only imagine why they wouldn't have asked, why all these sacrifices? Why all the blood of lambs and rams and goats and bulls and doves? Why all this blood in the Old Testament, all these sacrifices? What's up with all this blood, okay? So, at least today we fully or more fully understand the amazing intricacies of the what? Do y'all know blood matters, yes or no? Is blood important? Okay, good. Technology never surprises God, and we learn that as well. Keep moving. God created us in His image and His likeness. He knows everything about us. Why don't you say that verse again? He told us at least 5,000 years ago, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. Right here, say it with me. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood, shall you not eat. Then another verse, I want you to hear this one as well. Again. Whoso sheds man's what? Say it out loud. You need to know this. This is the Word of God. This is what's wrong with the church today. They think it can kill somebody. Life doesn't matter anymore. Somebody can kill somebody and get away with it. It's ridiculous, the world in which we live. Say it again with me. Whoso sheds man's blood, by man shall he what? His blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. Now this is going to take us somewhere. You might not like me from here on in this message. That's okay. Life is in the blood. Say it again. Life is. You shed somebody's innocent blood. This is what God says. Your blood shall be taken. And you might say, Gary, that's not right. That's not right. You know what? I choose God's way over your way. Look at where our world is today. Look at the murder in our world today. The killing we have in our world today. Those people matter to God. Those people whose lives that they have killed. You take blood, you kill somebody else, and your blood will be shed. That's God's word. That's God's law. That's the way it is. Because you were created in God's image, we've devalued life. The blood is life. The blood has life. We've made that case. It's sacred. And it connects us, guess what, to who? To who? Absolutely. The one thing that connects you to God is that life in your blood. That life right there is connecting me to God. this thing that's inside of me that's keeping me alive that nobody can recreate. You can't make blood. Only God can. Almost done. Blood is what? Alive. It's not because... So here's the answer to the question. Why all the blood? Well, it's not because God has a thing with blood. It's because God has a thing with what? Say it out loud. It's not because God has a thing with blood. It's because God has a thing with... And life is in the blood. So yes, the Bible's a bloody book because the Bible is a living book. The Bible's about life. It's about life. God sees blood. He sees life. We see blood. We see death. No! Blood is alive. So God is a God of life. God is a God of life. I want you to say this out loud. I'm going to see if y'all can do it today. This has become a political cry. This is a biblical cry. This should have never been a political issue. The church is pathetic. It's pathetic that the church can't stand with God. It's ridiculous. We put crosses out front. We celebrate Easter. We'll have communion. I want to tell you about God. Say it out loud. God is pro-life. He is pro-life. He is pro-life. It's funny. I never see anybody rallying for abortion that holds signs. We're pro-death. Be a man. Tell the truth. It is what it is. God is pro-life. He is pro-life. So look at it. Put it up, Raj. I wrote the message. He's pro-babies. Did you know God is pro-babies, yes or no? Yeah, thank the Lord. God is pro-babies. He is. He's pro-babies because those little babies are made in His image and His likeness. And those little babies, they have what? Say, take a wild guess. What have they got? Blood. Okay? We're not given a choice. When did we become God? When did we become God? And I know that might hurt some of your feelings. Really, I could give a hoot. I care about you, but I don't care about you enough to get up here and lie. I know abortion's hard. I know it's hard. I know it's hurt a lot of people, a lot of women, a lot of families. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But you need to know where God is. God is pro-life. He's not pro-life because of political party. No, He's pro-life because that's who He is. In Him is life. God says, the Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm come that you might have what? Life, and have it how? Abundantly or to the full. God is pro-life. But don't you look at it. God is pro-baby. Say this one with me. Some of you might like this one. God is pro-what? Yeah, it's funny. I don't see anybody marching, kill all the old people. I'm serious, man. I mean, they shouldn't. It would be terrible. It's terrible. God is pro-old people. Here's another one. Say this one with me. God is pro, say it with me, mentally or physically challenged. In the first service, I had a physically, mentally challenged young man. I didn't even know. I come up behind him, rubbing his back. Just, hey, how you doing? Like I do. Hey, son. And he didn't move or nothing. And his family looked at me and said, he normally doesn't let anybody touch him like that. He just stood there and I just rubbed his back. You know, just, I didn't know. To me, he looked alive to me. You know? He's beautiful. His family thought he was beautiful. Who are we? Y'all hear me today? Is that too hard on you today at church? I found out blood matters and life is in the blood and God's pro-life and He's pro-babies and He's pro-old people and He's pro... Yeah, that's who God is. And you know what he says really should matter? Because without him, we have nothing. Y'all hear me or not? I appreciate you listening today. God's not about killing life. He's about what? And the argument then would be, okay, if he's not about killing life, then why does he say, if you kill a life, then your life will be killed? That's how much he values life. That's how much he values life. That you're not going to be left to kill somebody else. You hear me or not? You don't need to twist things. So why the blood? What a message today. Why all the blood in the Bible? And we're almost done. Because, say this one out loud. Because physical blood can never what? Give spiritual life. Why the blood of Jesus? Why the blood of Jesus? Because our physical blood can never give spiritual life. You can give your blood to a blood bank, and they can use that living blood to put into someone else if it matches. That ain't how it works with going to heaven. Okay? Your blood is going to die one day. We need something that never dies. What did Jesus say to Mary and Martha? I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, shall never what? Die. As great as physical blood is, as much as God values life and physical blood, blood can never save us. Life is in the blood, and without it you'll die, but it will never take you to heaven. You need to understand that. You need to get that down in your heart and your head. The Bible says, wherefore is by one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death is passed upon all men and women, for all have what? Sinned. Okay? For since by man came death, by man also came the what? Resurrection of the dead. And his name is who? Jesus. For in Adam all what? Die. This blood one day will die. But in Christ shall all be made what? Alive. And you might say, Gary, you don't believe that, do you? I do believe that. I believe I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I believe life is in the blood. I believe as good as my blood is, it can never get me to heaven. And I believe God so loved the world that he allowed his son to be brutally murdered. His blood was shed so that I could have life everlasting. Because my blood, your blood, ain't going to cut it. It's never been about your good works. It's been about your blood. We shouldn't say, I'm going to heaven because I've got good blood. Nobody ever tells me that. I've never had anybody come up to me and say, well, you know, are you going to heaven if you die? They go, yeah, because I got good blood. No, they say they've got good works. Works never had nothing to do with it. It was always all about the blood. Y'all hear me? Have I lost my mind today? In every person's veins flows blood, and that blood is what? It's tainted. It's tainted. We'll know it's not tainted when you live forever down here. But something's killing you, man. That blood's alive, but something's wrong with it. You hear me? Keep looking. Our blood is corrupted and messed up. Though it is living, it will not give us life everlasting. It's just really important you see this. Actually, the opposite is true. It will bring forth what? The very blood that is keeping you alive one day will kill you. Or it's going to be part of your death. It's going to happen one day. Say this verse with me. It's appointed unto what? Men once to what? And after this the what? That's where this blood's going to get you. It'll get you to the judgment. You hear me right now? This blood right here gets you to the judgment. What's going to get you from the judgment on past? You need some help, man. Hebrews 9. How much more shall the what? Help me. The blood of who? Christ. Who through the eternal spirit did what? Offered himself. Without what? to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So, that's the end of our message today. Y'all right? Okay. Why the blood? Did you learn anything? You say, well, I learned about silicone. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. Amen. I liked it. I don't care if you liked it or not. I liked it. Amen. Praise the Lord. About eight of you. Come on, let's stand on up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's come on together. Let's hang in here with me. Don't run out on me. Praise the Lord. Different message. How many have never heard a message quite like that before? Let me see your hands. Never heard a quite message. How many are hoping it doesn't happen again? Stop it. Stop it back there. I got another one coming next week, but we're gonna be past the silicone part. Yeah, we're going to look at Jesus next week. We're coming up on Resurrection Sunday and Passion Week. Next week is Palm Sunday. Why? And we're going to learn a little bit more about why Jesus did what He did and what about His blood. We're going to talk about it. Should be pretty good.